Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge, equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 4. And for those sending in music or you name it, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. That M period, A period, C period stands for music, activism, news, the abbreviation acronym for that. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley JR period, Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate you all. You can be brave like the 216-400, the 702 area code with the 609. You can dial up 646-470-2944. You can also YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Get them out the way. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call or blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back and press one. Now, I would at least be remiss if I didn't give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. This is getting a little bit tricky, so this is what we'll do to be fair. I'm going to at least give you two for number 10 and then bring it back to number one. And it makes sense because before the night began, you had, in time for number 10, it's the 216 Music Promotions Sunday Appreciation Show. That's at the Showroom Lounge, West 25th Boulevard. You had BWE, Trap Boy Mannequin, and more. Also tied at number 10 was YouTube of Joseph P. Motley Jr., where you can find the videos for Young African. I never thought I'd see the day, the price, and also a new video that you're going through the maze. It featured outtakes of a lot of film that was not used in the Young African video, which was just released this evening. The going through the maze, the outtakes from the Young African video. Now, number nine, you can Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 213, and other events. More knows it just a little while. Number eight, Facebook, Remembering Kobe Bryant. More on that in just a little while. Number seven, you can Facebook, Fundraising, Social, Potluck for hashtag out now. More on that in just a little while. More later. Number six, you get Facebook, the 46th annual Black History Flag Raising Ceremony at Cleveland City Hall, Rotunda, from noon to 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time from East 6th to Lakeside. Peace in the Hood, RNA, Republic of Africa, UNIA, the Underground Railroad Society, and more. Right now, as we go to number 5, debuting Doris Cox. Her daughter sang at International Women's March Cleveland last week. She and her daughter were on voiceofradio.com last Tuesday. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which airs on voiceofradio.com Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Anyway, going back, not only that, but for her own self, all right, yesterday her single debuted on the Art McCoy College of Common Sense. She was interviewed. So hot, the brother Art, the professor, said, hey, I need to bring her on basically immediately at the beginning of the show. And she'll be one of the main performers at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More of that in a little while. Number 4, taking a jump, Replay Movie Night at the Rebar, Marvel versus DC, which was yesterday, 2130 East 9th Street. Number 3, Facebook, Gospel Music Explosion, Elizabeth Baptist Church, which was last Saturday, taking a jump to number 2, Facebook, An Intimate Conversation with Fathers, Color Him Father Book Tour, which was last Saturday at the Rock Hall. Now, jumping up to number 1 out of nowhere, but it happened, play tonight, wouldn't be eligible for next week. Who would have thought? The Bachelor TV series put Cleveland in a spotlight all across the planet, pretty much, when they made their stop in Cleveland, Ohio. Brother went to, I think, the Cedar Point with a date for a concert with Chase. He went and had a date on the inside of Cleveland City Hall. They showed the Hilton. He had the women playing football at First Energy. If that's not a big thing in the city to go throughout as far as entertainment goes with millions of views, I even had to stop and say, this can't be for real. But it was. Before I do anything else, and I go to the phone lines, I'd be remiss if I didn't go to one of those things that I mentioned, which was the Facebook of Remembering Kobe Bryant, which will be 6 to 7 p.m. Wednesday at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110, the Dialogue Center Field, right next to the Dialogue Center. Gives fans at least 3 days to be there to prepare. A lot of true fans wouldn't be able to go inside the arena, which is holding their tribute, I believe, tomorrow at the Cavaliers game. But Kobe Bryant had fans in the city, suburbs, and other places who never went to the arena to watch the game, but watched him on TV. And not only because of his skill, they felt close to him on the court, but giving back off the court. I know he did a lot of work for the homeless, startups of black business. He supported women, sports, and activities. One of those things and reasons why is because his daughter, who was on the helicopter which crashed in the Calabasas, California, his daughter Gianna Bryant, were among 9 people who died at the helicopter crash, and he was going with her to her game. I believe baseball coach John Antebelli and his wife Carrie and daughter Alyssa was on there. He was a baseball coach, if I'm not mistaken, of Orange Coast College, as well as many others. Now, from August 23rd, 1978 to January 26, 2020, the shooting guard in the NBA all 20 years with the Los Angeles Lakers after the Charlotte Hornets, who drafted him right out of high school, drafted him to the Lakers. 5 titles, NBA champions. He was the first shooting guard to play 20 seasons, 18-time All-Star, 15-time NBA All-NBA team member. 12 times All Defensive Team member, 2008 MVP, 1997 Slam Dunk champion when it was held in Cleveland, Ohio. Shaq and Kobe won 3 NBA titles from 2000, 2001, 2002, without Shaq, though, 2009 and 2010. Lost when he went to the finals in 2008. Scored 81 points in 2006 against the Toronto Raptors. 34 years and 104 days of age, Bryant became the youngest player in the league history to reach 30,000 points. 2008-2012 Summer Olympics gold medals. February 1st, 2010, passed Jerry West as the Lakers' leading scorer. Once again, I just wanted to throw those things out there and say that definitely he was the son of ball player Joe Bryant, who played overseas as well, in Italy. Just want to say we'll see you this Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m., 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. Black Mamba, he was cold as ice. He was intent, very intent. He wasn't like LeBron and a couple of others who would say, hey, I'm going to make sure if my teammate is open for that last shot. No, he had the mentality of a Michael Jordan. Give me the ball, I'm going to score and win. I'm not counting on people to do my job for me. So I just wanted to throw those things out there. Before I go to the phone lines, I would be remiss if I didn't add in there, rest in peace to R.J. Lacy. They call him the King of Lee Road because he worked at the Cedar Lee Theater. He passed last week. A lot of people might not realize it or even know, but that brother, he supported local hip-hop scene. So definitely rest in peace, rest in heaven to R.J. Lacy. Also for those who may have missed it, I would be remiss if last week, media legend, definitely Jim Lehrer, longtime PBS news anchor who passed at the age of 85. He teamed up with Robert McNeil and offered an alternative to network evening news programs with in-depth reporting, interviews, news analysis. 36 years he gave public television viewers, I was one of them, a substantive alternative. And definitely he passed at the age of 85 years young, and he moderated like a dozen presidential debates, was the author of more than a score of novels. I basically hadn't read the novels that he put out. I was just a big fan of his from debates as well as his basic information that he would give. I really thought that he was an in-depth reporter, and he was excellent. He was excellent. He personally, I believe, one of the things he said was he had an old-fashioned view that news is not a commodity. And so, you know, the McNeil, Lehrer, News Hour, which I believe ran from 1975, McNeil, in his exception, he went from 75 to 83 and expanded it into the McNeil Lehrer News Hour, where it went until McNeil retired in 1995. And then News Hour with Jim Lehrer continued until around 2009. And he retired from that around 2011. So a lot of things can be said. My thing is, having gotten some of those things out of the way because they were extremely important, let me go to the first phone line of 216-400. Put me in a better state of mind. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm going to say this, that I know everyone's upset because of what happened to Kobe Bryant. But one thing they have to remember, Kobe was outstanding. Because in order to be a wonderful athlete, he had to practice. Kobe would practice and shoot 500 balls, even 1,000 if he had to. This is why he was one great athlete. So the others think sometimes that all they have to do is wait and just shoot during the time they're in the game. Shoot at. That's, but if they want to improve themselves, they would have to practice, practice, practice. How do I know? Because I played basketball, and we had to practice, practice, practice. So
wow.
I would just say that, and I'm hoping that all of those that hear my voice, they want to be the best, then you got to get out there and do what Kobe did. Practice. Practice, practice. Not talk practice, but actually get out there and do it. So anyway, sir,
wow.
And thank you for everything, and thank you for being out there to help others. Because that's just what Dr. King did. It wasn't what Dr. King said. That was very important. But it was what Dr. King did. So there you go. So if you want to, you know, do the best, you got to be the best. And you got to work it.
Mm.
So keep up
the
good
you.
Work.
All right. Thank you so much. Definitely hold a line. Wow. Some things, you don't know where you might go in the show. You don't. Before I go to the 702-609, let's get some other things out of the way. Talk about practice. I know what I'll be practicing on tonight, because the fundraising social and potluck for hashtag out now, which you can find it on Facebook. It's tomorrow, the 28th, from 6 to 9 p.m., Forest City Brewery, 2135 Columbus Road, enter on Freeman Road. Donations for $5 at the door and a dish, but no one will be turned away. Music, food, info, and fun to build a movement to get the Trump Pence regime out now. For more info, call 216-308-2028. Sheriff Kilroy was asked to do the song Tribal Warcraft, so I guess you all know I'll be practicing, practicing, practicing that one up this evening. It's Far West Side, which I think it was nice. Also, Brother GMS Shakespeare will be in the house doing his poem. Major Taps, you will probably see Justice for Katie as well in the house. Yeah, we're taking a few people down there ourselves, even put something in. Chair of Hip Hop Workshop record label, HJS, Sheriff Kilroy, making sure some people can attend that for free. It's about the networking part also. I would also like to say that since we're looking at things coming up, National Action Network, Black History Month program, Black Women, Black Mother, will be held at First Zion Church, 10313 Garfield Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. That will be where, if I'm not mistaken, that is February the 15th. That's February the 15th, 3 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Refreshments, President of the Cleveland Chapter, Marcia McCoy, Vice President, Reverend Dr. Andrew Clark, Precinct Committee from Brother Ernest Harris of the Federation. It'll be a five-minute allotted slot to Black House Sounds featuring Angela Wynn Davis, Sheriff Kilroy, Free for the Family. Come feel free to learn some. We will appreciate it. And Elder Goodrum, she asked us to be there. You know, sometimes you don't get a chance to give credit to where credit is due. So I want to thank Angela Wynn Davis, who yesterday immediately put up the Remembering Kobe Bryant and said that we needed to do that. And now we are extending it to deal with all families. It's an important thing to do, that type of thing. As I look out before I go to the phone line, let me get myself even further together and try to at least get rid of a couple of things, because I kind of should. And if I don't, you all jump all over me and tell me that, hey, you didn't mention. So with that being said, this coming Wednesday, I only have one sheet left, and I'm glad. As you can sign a petition to end the arbitrator's bias in favor of police due to persistent arbitrator's bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public. We have also, as the underlying advocate, that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice. And also, where would I be if I didn't at least move these to the side, move this to the side, and let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, 15415 Kiffin Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, meets Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment with Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Grief Support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, inquire at 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070. Floral arrangements by Maddie B. Spalls, 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. I am so glad to get rid of certain things. I think one of the other things I do is let people know, because it's real easy to do. You can Facebook out reported JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I do believe I can grab off the fact of, I'm glad I announced that about voiceitradio.com on a Tuesday, Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. So your Facebook. Also, I'm a Superwoman Radio. Or Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, Chet and Angelica. And now let me come back up to the 702609 phone number. It's probably going to give me the 1-4 and say, you know something? That's all the way good and stuff, but Cut Bobo played for the NBA. You never did a vigil for him. 702 area code with a 609. I'll take everything that's coming through. I'm always criticized anyway. 702, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Brother Sheriff. This is the man called Hawk. How are you?
I'm doing well. Always excellent to hear your voice.
Oh, I greatly appreciate that. I'm just listening in, brother. The tragedy I'm not even going to speak on because there's enough out there already,
right,
whereas I don't have to say a solitary word. So if you happen to have anything that you want to know from me, be free to ask.
I'm going to not only ask, but before I ask, I'm going to say that I was so thankful when I received the news that your brother had returned back to the home front. It was a blessing. A lot of prayers had been answered. And so with that being said, I'm going to at least ask you, how long has hip-hop been a part of your family?
Familial-wise, I want to say that I was the first that actually pursued it. I wrote my first rhyme in like 85 as part of a Boy Scout skit at a 7-day camp, if you want to believe that. I've been writing off and on since 85. My brother picked it up, as far as I know, he picked it up right around 2000. I want to say 10, if I got it right. No, it was a little earlier than that, actually.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think he was, it was like 2003, I believe. 2003 he picked that up, because he started producing and using Fruity Loops as samples and stuff like that. And just by chance, my 25-year-old son picked it up on his own. He tried to give me the credit, but what I told him was that, brother, all credit goes to God, not me. I said, you might have learned the fundamentals from me, but the talent is natural. The talent comes to you naturally, and it's something that you pick up, something that you perfect, but you got to give God the credit. You can't give me the credit.
Wow. Giving God the credit. And I can tell you one thing. I always admired the S1 style of launching steps that you did when I first saw you do that a few years back. But then last summer, man, you dropped the lyrical bomb right there at 40th, Red Lion Tattoo. And I was like, wow. The brother came up there and brought some lyrics and just took me back to the red, black, and green medallions, the peace signs, that golden age. I just want to say, man, I am so glad that you are an excellent representation of hip-hop and music, brother.
Well, I greatly appreciate your kudos, and the Tate goes on, it's true. That's part of the 2020 vision anyway. Remember, I put it out there on the chalk. I put it on the chalkboard there. Okay, we had our first shot at the Black Power era, the 1960s, with the rise of the Black Panther Party, the Civil Rights Movement, and other things. 30 years from that, the 1990s was actually right around. It was actually the heyday. The heyday was actually around the late 80s more than the early 90s, but mathematically speaking, you did a fast forward of 30 years of that conscious pro-black I've already explained what the meaning of hip-hop was. It was actually coming into knowledge of something and putting it into action, that being hip and being hopping, you know what I mean? So mathematically speaking, we're looking at another three decades at 2020. And believe me, I had this on the shelf, bro. I actually blew the dust off of the paperwork for 2020 vision. But actually having it as a social media and actual musical implementation, I have to say that regardless of the familial depressions that I've gone through over the past year, I want to say that I'm glad that God has given me the reserve and the strength to go ahead and push forward with this, because I could have easily put it back on the shelf and said, you know what, forget it. But in my opinion, when you have a mission like that, and you actually run into potholes or speed bumps or anything going on in your life that tells you, you know, that it's not worth it, or, you know, you're too depressed or too sad or just out of it, you know what I mean? Whenever you feel that you're out of sync, when you're out of sync when it comes to doing things like that, you have to push forward. Otherwise, you'll never get anything done, especially being in a slump. And like I said, I mean, me and my brother, you know, we miss our mother very much.
Right.
But I told him, I says, look, man, ending your life is not going to bring her back. And I told him, I caught him crying one night, you know, and I actually had to tell him, I says, look, brother, she's with us. She's still with us. As long as she's in your heart, she'll never go anywhere. And for you to try to put your lights out like that, yeah, she would have ended for you. I told her, man, look, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I'm here, and we gotta have each other's back on this. But believe me, yeah, the 2020 vision deal. Yeah, I've been in conscious hip hop for a very long time. In fact, I came into knowledge of self in 2002. Give you a short history lesson. In 2003, I nearly became Michael X. I nearly joined the Nation, but there were conflicting things there. I still love the brothers, but in my opinion, I want to go ahead and be a leader, creating leaders, and not being a follower.
Yes, sir. I can appreciate that. I do.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you. I want to thank you for giving me the time to air that out just a little bit. I really didn't have anything planned, but then you always catch me off the cuff anyway. So I appreciate your time.
No problem, brother. Feel free to hold the line. We got you. Hey, we thank you very much. Wish the family well on behalf of our program.
Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate it.
No problem. As I look out and get ready to at least take some of the phone calls that are here, before I go to the 01 area code with the 513, the 216 with the 702, I would be remiss if I didn't at least put out there and let people know that, hey, because I know what it is. It's a lot of things that happen, and I might not get a chance to tell people. So what I am going to at least make the attempt to do before I go to the 601 is let people know that if you choose, on Facebook, February 1st, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 213, and other events, it's 1899, Berkman Hall Building, Cleveland State University, large room 136, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue off of East 22nd. From 1:45 to 6 p.m., some of the things going on will be none other than, this is the important part, you have a live DJ. Now, along with that, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, speakers, and guests. We never know who DJ Dollar Rock will have his at least tributes to, but we also know that we'll have the Freestyle Cypher Team Takeover. We will also have, fortunately, none other than, it looks like, the community advocate, Brickhouse Wellness, America's Next Top Spinner, GMS Hood Famous DVD, Hip Hop Workshop News from Ronnie B. Some of our main guests will be Brother HJS Music, Harold Stallworth. Also, we'll have tributes to other artists who have passed recently from our 216-440 scene. As reported earlier, phenomenal singer, Doris Cox, as well as the fact that she has a lot to bring to the table, as well as videos to be shown by Major Taps, Black House Sound, Almighty FX, and in some of those videos you will see such people on the big screen, such as, I'll say, Mr. Ronnie B, The Unforgiven, Angela Y. Davis, and a few others. So this is going to be very interesting in itself. I am going to, before I do anything else, go back to my phone line and see what might be going on before I go to 216-702. Let's see what's going on with that 601-513 area code. Huh, well, my luck is probably somebody saying, how come you're not showing Lil JoJo's music video? You show everybody else except Lil JoJo. I'm going to have to bring it to a Lil JoJo. Send me a video. 601, area code 513. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Al? How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm all right. If the ones who don't know me, my name is Michael D. Landenham. I am locally from Cleveland, and I'm running for the highest office in the land in 2020. Before I dive into the discussion, and everything else, I want to send all my prayers, condolences to the family of fallen legend, Kobe Bryant, and to the other victims that were part of that tragic, horrific accident that happened yesterday. So that was a head turner right there. And it behooves all of us to really just look at our own mortality overall.
Mm, true.
People you have arguments with and whatnot, you never know. You might have your last day on earth or their last day on earth. So it behooves all of us to be a little bit more kinder and show a little bit more love and concern for one another. So just want to give all my prayers to the family and to the people of L.A. That's a very painful situation right there. So
got you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but I was going to call earlier on today. I mean, early on the show, but I was on a call out west, talking about the campaign and everything, and the trip for Iowa. The Iowa caucuses are coming up next Monday actually, and I'm leaving leaving Thursday and Friday. We do have some members that will be coming along with me. Some of the team members.
Beautiful.
But we are falling a little short. And so we're asking for any contributions, anything from $5 to $10, $15, $20 at least. The more people that can donate, we have a better chance to succeed in Iowa. My candidacy, my reason for running, my campaign overall is unprecedented. It's never been done before. It's never been attempted. Someone from the people, of the people, by the people, from the streets, who understands that this time, this election is important. Where it comes to our rights that we worked and bled and died so hard for, that can be just easily taken away by just not having the right person in there or not voting. I took upon myself that it was very important for me to get into the conversation, to talk about women's rights, to talk about the plight on African Americans when it comes to police violence and the situation not getting our neighborhoods, taken care of and finding stable jobs and strengthening the Black family. Because the chips have been stacked against us overall. My goal is to overall how I was taught was to show that the people that are going through a lot, what we're going through, is going to take someone who's been through it and understands that there's got to be a better way to find a solution that both sides can agree. That especially with race. We gotta have somebody to constantly talk about race. I don't think we don't have an African American candidate really right now. They're talking. We only had two; they dropped out. But I'm still in the race. I announced late December, early 2 weeks after the midterms. But I've really put my paperwork in May 20th of last year, and it's been a difficult road for me. But I was coming up, and I believe if I show up. With everything that I have planned for the country. And the one thing we got to have is unity. Without that, you can talk about infrastructure, you can talk about jobs, you can talk about breaking our Black people together. Without unity for all of us as Americans, a divided house will fall. And there's nothing too much you can do under a house that's falling upon upon the people. So, the people that are running is not the answer. I mean, you got Bernie Sanders. Yeah, he's okay. He's great, but he's his health, and he seems a little bit too far left. And you can't get everybody when you're only thinking about only one side. No matter if it's right or wrong, you got to try to bring the other side, which is Republicans who have been duped and fooled by this president. As you see with this process with the John Bolton, former national security advisor, that said in the book, actually not testified, but said in the book that he did use the Ukraine deal, the money, for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Now, this president is corrupt, and the Republicans that hold their continuous support with this president is only showing not just because he's a Republican, not because he's the leader of their party. Because some of them are probably in league with them, and they've already been shown that with a few congressmen and a couple senators. So it's a lot deeper, and it's not going to be the regular thing that we normally so used to during the elections. We have outside influence with Russia interfering in our election, already did in 2016. And it's going to take all of us. So we need to put color and party aside, and I'm asking for y'all support, and the way you can donate to our campaign, there's two ways. You have to go on my Facebook page because, like I said, I'm coming from the people, so I don't have all the connectability like everybody else. All I have is what I have, and I know how to use it well. So the way you can donate is a GoFundMe account. That's on my Facebook page, Michael D. Landingham. It's like landing the plane, then going ham. That's how you spell my name. And our PayPal account. It's all on my Facebook page, or All Lives United, .. the movement. That is on Facebook as well. You can donate as much as you can. I'm just asking as much as $5, $10, $15, $20. And somebody from Cleveland is actually running for the highest office in land. And let me say just a couple more things right quick, Brother Al, answer real quick. A lot of people are asking, like, you know, you got to be qualified by being a senator or a congressman or a mayor or something like that, governor. I said, no. That's not how the founders wanted the presidency to be. It wanted to be fresh and wanted to be open. That's why you don't have two terms mostly. To relate with people. And if it gets stale, people will lose interest, and that's how democracy dies overall. And no, you just got to, just three qualifications. You just got to be a natural born citizen, which I am. You got to reside in the United States. You got to reside in the United States without leaving the United States for 14 straight years. And you got to be 35 years of age or older. I'll be 39 when about time everybody votes. And the three moral reasons to run, you got to love this country. You got to love the people, the Constitution, everything we went through, and try to improve on it to make it better. That's number one. Number two, you got to make sure your record's clean and you got a clean background. I do. Not bad. And number three, you got to stand for what's right, no matter, you know, you might have one side believe in you, you might have the other side don't believe in you, but you stay the course and do for something for the country instead of wanting the country to want the country to do something more for you. And people can see that leadership role in you. You know, that's all you need. And you can relate with people and talk to people and hear their concerns, find solutions to their problems, but not use hate, not use what this president has been using to try to divide America. Now this president want to use walls. I want to use bridges. But sometimes you got to knock these walls down to build bridges. And if you give me the opportunity by donating to our campaign, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I promise you, you'll see a bridge like no other, like it should be. So I just ask for your support.
Hey, I appreciate the phone call this evening before we go to the other calls and everything like that. I appreciate you, presidential candidate, Michael B. Landingham. It's like landing a plane and going ham. Enjoy your evening.
You too. Take care, everybody. Have a good night, everybody. Stay safe out there.
No problem. As a matter of fact, before we go to our phone lines, I'll probably come back to 216-702. One of those things that I think I'll do, let's take a break for just about 30 seconds.
In life, we make choices. Some choices we have to live with for years. On March 17, 2020, make the choice and vote for new leadership for the Republican State Central Committee, District 21. I am Donna Walker Brown, the candidate for the position.
You know something? Why not? I'm going to go to the 216 area code 702. Let's see what might be on their mind. They might have told me you didn't need to take no break. But anyway, 216-702, how are you doing out there?
Hey, this is Donna Walker Brown. I'm running for State Central Committee, District 21. I'm a Republican candidate, and I need Democrats to vote for Donna Walker Brown. And it's more than just voting for me. It's a time for us to have a black face sitting at the table representing the black community and all the minorities, but specifically the black community, because for far too long we have not been able to sit at the table that was set for a party that was created for slaves and descendants of slaves, which would be the Republican Party. And I'm just asking any Democrats out there that believe in what I've done throughout the years, I need your vote in order to be able to sit at the table. And right now there's 66 positions, 33 are female, 33 are male. There's only one male out of Cincinnati that is actually African-American, and I would like to sit at the table as being the black woman that represents the black community and doesn't forget the other minorities that's in the state of Ohio.
I thank you for that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, what is so important to you when it comes to sitting at the table?
Well, what's important to me when it comes to sitting at the table is the fact that my community has been, let's say, forgotten at the table. And I just feel as though now is the time for you to have a black sitting at the table and actually making decisions that can better our community. So just to have, you know, I feel like we've been sitting out in the lobby where the decisions being made at the table, and we've never been invited to sit there.
I appreciate that. How can people get involved with your campaign, any fundraisers, anything like that coming up?
Well, we're going to have a fundraiser at Capo's off 105 in St. Clair in the plaza, the Glenville Plaza. That's going to be February 9th, and the fundraiser is from 4 to 9. If anyone
wow.
wants to cash app me, my name is $ Donna Walker Brown. Phone number to make sure that it's me is 216-702-1207. I'm asking for you to cash app me whatever you can. I'm not putting any dollar amount on it, whatever your hearts feel like rendering, to help me be able to get a mailer out and a robocall. I'm just going to be grateful for whatever you send me. I've had more Democrats donate to my campaign than Republicans. So all I can say is I'm grateful and I'm thankful that party lines haven't interfered. And I just want black women to know that now is the time for one of us to sit at a table that wasn't set for us, but it was the party was actually created for us.
True. Knowing that history is so important, and we thank you very much. I know where to be on February the 9th.
Thank you. And also, Al, I was endorsed by the Republican Party, Cuyahoga County, this Saturday, and as the endorsed candidate. And I'm just thankful that everybody came out and democracy did prevail.
I'm into that. Thank you so much for at least dropping that knowledge. It was an honor to be there.
Thank you.
No problem. As a matter of fact, you know something? I think I will get into in just a little while certain things, but I think I can get into this next thing. I started off the show with Kill Say Mars. This one right here, I'm just going to play it because it's got a lot of sports themes to it. It's called Finality. I'll be back. Just give me a little while. Thank you.
This sounds just like the heartbeat. Finality. Number one contender. Number one seed. I'm a bracket buster. Indeed. Top challenger. We play all year. UFC cage match with the referees. Go to Oakland, beat down Lil B. His rhymes are flimsy, my words linger. Championship ring, one for each finger. You get cheered, I'm earning cheers. I get dapped up each time I appear. Forget March Madness, I'm year-round madness. Police unit.
the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
Packed up leers to maxed out shows. We'll stay center. Thousands from our flow. Arena floor. Up and down the court. Banners hang high. The show support to a man. With Lear, I'm here. Title fight. I win the boxing match. Year-round heavyweight. I'm all that. Cheerleaders, they won't distract me. Man on a mission. Innocent the street. I came in rough. Just to clean it up. Not my fault. You are man enough. This music, hip-hop, is out of control. I'm a running back. Watch me roll. On these whack rappers. In a steel cage. Hell in a cell. Let them feel my rage. From the number one. Draft pick me. Trade deadline is here. The MC Fantasy League has high on the board. Since the fans know that I can score by saying something and staying real, I do that finality all year. Dealing with violence, teach about life. Not too many can rhyme this nice. Finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
Tennis to baseball. I'm Mr. Grand Slam. Under nothing. Hope you understand. We'll play call away from the end zone. Anything I write is bound to score. Not Tom Brady. What's deflated ball? Played by the rules. That's why I won't fall. No Kevin Gates kicking women in their chest. I treat my fans well, with respect. You lightweight, featherweight, amateur, rookie. That don't apply, I'm a veteran, G. Watch what you say when you open your mouth. You get ejected, meaning put out. The game, you bitch, on the sideline. You say nothing when you write rhymes. I get it right, from the beginning. So, no overtime, no extra innings. Stats, statistics. Track my career, I'm using facts. Let's make it clear, my life matters. So black lives matter, all lives matter. What's the matter? Blacks have a slogan that makes you think. Folks complain, it's a terrible thing. Police union leader, he should listen. Jeff Fulmer run from my starter pistol.
Finality.
Let's make it clear, we're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
And the PNC Connections Workshop, which is probably very important to tell you all, January 29th to January 31st, a week of free programs for artists striving to succeed in the music industry. Don't miss out. Register at. Now you can go to PNC Fairfax, F-A-I-R-F-A-X, connection.com. That's www.PNCFairfaxConnection.com or call 216-391-4877 to register. That's 391-4877 to register, 216-391-4877. On the 29th, Industry Conversations with Jeff Tyke Robertson. And that will be for the middle school and high school students from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Fairfax. That's like, I believe, looking at a Wednesday. The Thursday is, of course, the Frank McComb Independent Artist Institute. Frank McComb Independent Artist Institute for musicians and recording artists. Frank McComb shares his professional journey and insights on how to survive and succeed in the world of music as an independent recording artist. Limited seatings, that's 5 to 8 p.m. at PNCFC. And then on the 31st, it's the Music Celebration. Free concert featuring Cleveland's own Frank McComb with very special guests, Val B. King, with performances by Smooth Approach and Donnie Lene. She's very, very exceptional talent. Smooth Approach, been around for years. Val B. King, already know, that's 5:30, pre-reception, 6:30 is the concert, and that's at, if I'm not mistaken, 8220 Carnegie Avenue. That's 8220 Carnegie Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. My thing is, that is coming up during the Music Masterclass week. I get a chance every once in a while to just let people know what's going on. And to me, that's one of the major things I came up on in my lifetime to be able to do a show like this. It's always getting a chance to speak about certain things. I will say that this particular show, when it came to our earlier phone caller, Donna Walker Brown, who definitely made sure to sign up convicted felons. I remember the Martin Luther King extravaganza, which was held at Jack Tron, County Council member Jack Tron's place, Jurgens, where you had hundreds show up during January snowstorm, over about maybe 300 to 400 people. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, recently over 100 people. I thought the fire department was going to close us down for going way over our occupancy list, but always making sure that people ate and learned about the history. Her being a co-founder of the Urban Educational Justice League, definitely dealing with the fact that Cleveland had misappropriated money used that was supposed to be earmarked for children, her infamous stand, same crooks, different levy, taking it to Nina Turner's house, demanding it at that time instead of ripping us off as she coined it and allowing city council to allow mayoral control. She's been against mayoral control, and she wanted them to take a strong stand. She wanted Senator Nina Turner to take a strong stand and go down to Governor Casey to demand the right amount of money rather than to put money into a failed school system. And years later, with the teachers complaining about the size of the classrooms, security complaining, and the pay rate going down at schools being shut, yes, she was right, wasn't she? URC, AFP, the numbers that she received in pushing, I will say, Peter Corrigan against Armand Boudish was phenomenal. So phenomenal that Peter Corrigan was given part of the Republican Party, Cuyahoga County, part of shared duties along with Robert Frost to reach out for not only money, engagement with the community, and a few other things like that. I just want to say that's one of the reasons why the staff ended up endorsing Donna Walker Brown. It was earned. I will say that before we do anything else, I know why we do some of this. We do this program because the Creator allowed us to do this program for you. With that being said, you haven't heard this track for a little while from Eastside. What better way is to let you know that's why we do it. It's all for you. You can Instagram JRP. Or JR period, Alfred Porter. The Twitter is Alfred Porter, JR number one. Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. on WERE, 1490 a.m. Hey, Eastside, I'm going to send this one out to D from EC. Definitely track for you.
Dream late, my show. That I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I
don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you. Yo. My life is like soft glass. Yo. A young and yeah heart. Yo. High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at? Yo, had a point like my life is over. Yo, late nights for them leftovers. Yo, for every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me. Yo, I bought my dirt, bought my lonely. Cause most of you ain't real, y'all phone.
Cuyahoga County Republican Party also last Saturday endorsed Laverne Jones Gore to go against Marsha Fudge. We want to make sure that Laverne does her job and can take on head-to-head Marsha Fudge. It'll be a very interesting race. My most phenomenal memory, I think, of that whole weekend, the past Saturday, was to watch the African-American women pull further ahead and make grounds that way. I also thought that it was very phenomenal that afterwards to be able to enjoy private celebration with Dee was greatly appreciated. It was an excellent weekend. Creator bless everybody. Thank you. Peace.